Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumper feelings. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing dumper feelings. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, one of the most likely questions you'll be wanting the answer to is, what is your ex feeling? Dumpees will often be wondering what their dumper is feeling and experiencing during and after the breakup. In lots of instances, the dumper can come across as very cold and as if they've completely forgotten that the dumpee or the relationship ever existed. Now, of course, this is a generalisation. With all of the dumpings that happen every single day, you know, there are obviously going to be different instances and variants of what I'm about to describe. This is a generalisation. So if your breakup doesn't quite fit into this, then please understand that obviously in this podcast, that is all I can do and just go with a generalisation. If you would like a more specific, unique look at your breakup, then please consider my audio or email coaching services on my website, www.dateme.tips. So as we're looking at this generalisation, most dumpees will say that they believe that their dumper, their ex, has completely forgotten who they are. Now, of course, this isn't true, but that is the feeling the dumpee feels. And the dumpee is feeling this because of the behaviour of the dumper. They have gone ice cold. They have vanished. All of a sudden, everything that seemed important in the relationship now seems to have been forgotten. There doesn't seem to be any possibility of discussion or reconciliation. This is how the dumpee is feeling. But what is the dumper feeling? Why are they behaving in the way that they are? So it's important to understand that most dumpers don't want to hurt the dumpee. And most dumpers are certainly not trying to forget their past. So why are they behaving in this way? Well, ultimately, it is self-preservation. Most dumpers don't want the dumpee to hurt, and yet they acknowledge that what they are about to do and what they do, action, will be hurting the dumpee immensely. And for this reason, the dumper will often bury their head in the sand. Okay, in most instances, the dumper will bury their own feelings. They will literally do anything they can to not think about the situation. Now, initially, this is quite easy to do because they are going through the romantic period, so to speak, of their new life. So probably the best way to describe it is the honeymoon period of being a single person. And when I describe this, it's obviously very painful for a dumpee to hear. But you've got to understand from a dumper's perspective, they have now got what they wanted. They was not understanding why the relationship could continue. They wanted the relationship to end. And they quite possibly went through a lot of struggle in their mind about when, if, and how they would end this relationship. So when they've finally done it, they will often be feeling a lot of relief and sometimes even some euphoria. They will actually now be able to do the things that they felt they was restricted from doing when they was in the relationship. Now, on a very fundamental level, that would be dating other people. But there are other possibilities as well. Maybe they felt they couldn't do their hobbies and interests within the relationship. Maybe they felt that the dumpee was not happy if they did these things. Maybe they felt the dumpee didn't like their friends or their family, and they found that very awkward and controlling. All of these are possibilities. But however we look at this, most dumpers will be feeling that sense of relief and possible euphoria once the breakup first happens. And they're feeling this because it is a big weight off their shoulders. They was probably considering this breakup for quite a while. And when the breakup has finally taken place, they can now live the life they was considering. However, single life is not often like the fantasy, okay? And after a certain period of time, this will begin to wear off. Once they've seen their friends a lot, okay, once they've gone out a lot, once they have gone on a few dates maybe even, all of a sudden, all of this single life isn't quite as new as it seemed to be when they became single again. It's not quite as exciting. It's not quite as fresh. And this is when it really starts to pull on the dumper about what they've done. They have to go through reflection at some point. Now, this could take a while. It could be days, weeks, months, years. Everybody's different. But at the end of the day, when everything new, fresh and exciting has gone from the dumper's life, that is when they're likely to start to reflect on their past more. Because when we have nothing new stimulating our mind, that is when we have no option but to consider the past. That is what we do when we're sitting there, we're daydreaming, we're thinking. That is what happens. And that is when, if a dumpy has done everything right, there is an excellent chance that the dumper may one day contact them again. But it does need the dumpy to behave in the correct way. And if you would like more information on this, then please subscribe to my podcasts. Ring that bell for notifications. I've done lots of podcasts. I do lots still. Okay, I do live streams as well. And all of these will help you understand different elements, different things you can do as a dumpy to increase your chances of one day hearing from your ex again. And this is all about raising the level of romantic emotional attraction that the dumper feels for the dumpy. As I said, I've done lots of podcasts on these subjects. Please check them out. Please subscribe. So when the dumpy is asking themselves, what is the dumper feeling? Okay. You need to consider that the feelings that they have for the relationship and the dumpy have likely been buried. They are not gone forever, but they have been buried and they will not be uncovered until the dumper hits that point where the excitement and the fresh life they are now seeing as a singleton has disappeared. Once this is no longer new, once this is no longer fresh and exciting, they will have time to reflect. Okay, I've spoken to numerous dumpers who say this in their own words. Okay, you know, you ask them, you say, why did you reach out to your ex when you did? Why did that happen? And they will say similar answers. And the answer is that they've got to that point when they felt it was right. Sometimes they say that they considered it previously, but it wasn't quite ready. And that's because the level of romantic emotional attraction and not risen to the necessary point. But also, it's important to understand what they say in other ways. I'm told by dumpers that they try their hardest not to think about the breakup. It's too painful for them. Okay, in most instances, they don't want to hurt the dumpy. In most instances, they are going to be missing elements of that relationship. They are going to be considering the connection you had. When you get a trigger, they get a trigger. Okay, all of these things are the same for them as they are for you. The only difference is it was their choice to end the relationship because they didn't see a long-term future. It doesn't mean that they wasn't enjoying elements of it. It doesn't mean that they didn't love the past. It doesn't mean that they forgot you. But what it does mean is that because they don't see a future, they will do anything they can to bury those feelings and thoughts because they don't want to go through the pain. They don't want to consider your pain. And they will go through life as best they can without having to think about this. And when they become freshly single, there is every chance that they can put this to the back of their mind. But one day they will have to reflect. One day they will have to look in the mirror and they will have to consider what they have done. And if the dumpy has behaved in the correct way, if they've risen the romantic emotional attraction that the dumper feels for them, then at this moment, this time of reflection, when the dumper looks in the mirror, that is when they will reach out. So if you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.